What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Peanut Day, Tony. Do you like peanuts?
Tony Kornheiser, you betcha. Peanut Tillman, Peanuts Lowry, Houston Nutt. Love peanuts, don't you?
Peanuts Lowry. I'm getting lost on Peanuts Lowry.
I think he was a third baseman for the Phillies in the 1930s. I think we went to high school together. I think. I could be wrong. I'm not exactly sure, but it's possible. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NBA officially suspends Ja Morant. The Cowboys plan to release Ezekiel Elliott. And Jim Boeheim joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with Aaron Rodgers breaking his silence and telling Pat McAfee, and then the rest of us mere mortals, that he's done with the Packers and he intends to play for the New York Jets. Rodgers is miffed that the Packers haven't made a deal yet, and he said, this is a direct quote, "You've got an aging face of the franchise for the last 15 years that it's time to do right by," unquote. Wilbon, are you with Rodgers, or are the Packers smart to stall for more?
Of course the Packers are smart to dig their heels in, and it's not stall, it's a negotiation. Aaron Rodgers takes 140 days to come out of the darkness, and he wants everybody waiting on him, but you're supposed to hurry up and march to his beat if you're the Packers? Stop, please. I'm going to move on with this a little bit, because I started thinking about this, because I've heard everybody, including a lot of great and smart former ex-players, including many who work for this network, declare that he's going to make Aaron Rodgers is going to make the Jets a, you know, championship contender. And I'm like, really? Because in his conference, you got teams led by Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, maybe Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, and maybe a healthy Tua. Aaron Rodgers could be relevant. He may not be. That has nothing to do with the Packers and what they're trying to do in terms of compensation. They don't owe Aaron Rodgers that. He's the one who at least 50-50 wants out, if not even more than that. They don't owe him that. I wouldn't give him that. Not at all.
I want to be very clear on this. I love Aaron Rodgers. I totally love Aaron Rodgers.
Same here.
I'm going to refer to my notes. He just called for his old employer to yield to everything his new employer wants for his benefit, for the benefit of Aaron Rodgers. And he actually used the phrase, it's time to do right by Aaron Rodgers. Like $50 million last year from the Packers didn't do right. He held the Packers hostage for at least 2 years. He came and went as he pleased, and he did exactly what he wanted. And now he wants the Packers to help him out. I mean, what did I write down here? I love him because he has no sense of reality whatsoever. The other bombshell in what he said today was he was 90% sure he was going to retire, and then he went into the dungeon of darkness and suddenly emerged from the dungeon of darkness wearing green and white. You got to ask yourself, what did they slip under the door that they fed him? Mike, you know the word chutzpah. Aaron Rodgers is the definition of it. And this also has to be said. If he wins the Super Bowl, and he just traded himself to the Jets. If he wins the Super Bowl, he's the moon and the stars in New York.
He goes
and he's
as
got
an
a chance to do it.
As an all-timer, Tony, there would be no question about that. I'm not going to DraftKings with that. You can. That's your team. You and Greeny can get in the car and drive to Vegas, and you can go to DraftKings, and I am not going.
I can find a DraftKings at a gas station around the corner. I don't have to go to Vegas for this. Come on.
Most of us would rather go to Vegas than a gas station around the corner. Let's move to the NBA officially suspending Ja Morant for 8 games. In a statement, Commissioner Adam Silver called Morant's conduct, in which he held a gun in a strip club while on Instagram Live, and I'm quoting now, irresponsible, reckless, and potentially very dangerous, close the quote. Silver, who met with Morant today in New York, added that Morant expressed sincere contrition and remorse. The suspension includes games Morant has already missed, and he could be back as early as Monday, could be. Tony, your reaction to the punishment and Morant's expected return?
Well, first of all, I was gratified to find out that Adam Silver is alive and actually acting as the commissioner of the NBA. And I am astounded that he did not call Ja Morant in there until now. I should have done this a long time ago. Look, the Washington Post about a week and a half ago published a very good and very long story detailing troubling behavior by Ja Morant over a wide period of time. And one of the incidents in there, there was a gun involved. And then totally separate was this Instagram thing with a gun. You and I live in Washington. Okay, we've seen what guns can do to a franchise. Gilbert Arenas, that franchise was destroyed by that. In terms of 8 games and less than 8 games because he's getting games served already, I will tell you that I am surprised at that, Mike, because I was one of those people, and I don't know if you were, I was one of those people who thought Ja Morant would not play again this season, certainly not in the regular season. So the 8 games is, to me, surprisingly low.
Tony, you know, Adam Silver's not a hanging judge. He's not David Stern. And a lot of us who knew David Stern for a long time, we tend to say, and by the way, players do this all the time, and coaches and former players and coaches and executives, you know, people say to each other on the phone, if David Stern was the commissioner, okay, but he's not. And Adam Silver has a different set of sensibilities, and that's fair. And the NBA has functioned just fine with Adam Silver's sense of sensibilities. So I was not expecting a rest of the season. I told you that already. Tony, what I wonder is Morant as contrite as he says? You can say a whole lot of stuff sitting in New York, but what's going to happen? You're going to reduce your posse, as we used to call it? Are you going to change the way you travel, change the way you behave? Are you scared straight? Are you? We don't have the answer to these things. I hear a lot of my colleagues, and I'm going to talk about this tonight on Countdown, I'm sure, and other NBA shows that I do. And they're saying, oh, well, yeah, everybody's just there to support Ja. What's Ja going to do? A lot of these guys I talk to, their parents, some, you know, have teenage sons, and they understand the perils. Ja put himself in this situation. What has he learned? How quickly does he learn it? Did his time at this place in Florida really impact him? What happens going forward with counseling? We don't know Jack. And all the people who want to run out and toast now and say, oh, it's going to be fine because he's going to be back on the court. I'm not in that camp. Let's see what happens. This is a young man with a bright future. There's so much there. He's already cost himself tens of millions of dollars. That shoe that was supposed to be launched, it ain't launched yet. That soft drink that was supposed to be launched, it ain't launched yet. What did he learn? What's he going to learn? And how quickly?
We move now to the upcoming NCAA tournament. We're going to assume that none of the play-in teams are going to win this thing. So let's go to the bracket at large. Wilbon, you have said this is a year where anybody can win. Who's your anybody?
Tony, you know, normally I get so crazy about bracket. I can barely sleep on Selection Sunday night over the years. You know, especially since the tournament went to, like, I don't know, 32. Before it was 64. I wrote down some stuff. You know what I've got. I've got Arizona, Marquette. Who do I have? Texas and Gonzaga. So I guess that's 3-2s. That's rather chalky for me. And I have Gonzaga. But I don't have any faith in that. There are years where I thought I'm going to go into this bracket and I'm going to fill out a bracket and I'm going to win in my place of work. I'm going to win in the newsroom. Or I'm going to be in the final couple of brackets because I know what the hell is going on in college basketball. I don't know, and I don't know that anybody knows. So I'm excited to see it, but you know? You think you know?
Here's what I know. Here's the bet that I would make with you. I've looked at the number ones. I would give you all the number ones if you wanted them, and I would take the field. I've seen Purdue on TV 5 times. They've lost every single time. I don't believe that Houston has a strength of a conference. I analogize them to Gonzaga, where they, even if they make the Final Four, they sort of run out of gas because they haven't played that many great teams. Alabama, I'm concerned about the swirl around them. I believe it will negatively affect the coach, negatively affect the players, and I don't know if it'll seep into their play. And Kansas, I like, but Texas has drilled them twice in a row and would get them again in the semifinals. So, Mike, I'd dump the ones and take the field. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Cowboys plan to say see ya to a fixture of their team for the last 7 seasons.
But first, we're going to ask Jim Boeheim, as we often have over the past couple of decades, to talk about the tournament. Pick some winners, maybe. We'll press them.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wilbon and I are always inching closer to retirement age, so who better to have on the show than someone who just hung it up, the hugely successful coach of Syracuse for 47 years, Mr. Jim Boeheim. And I add on a personal note before the first question, you were the only coach older than me in America, and I'm out there alone at this point, and this is bothersome to me. Let's start with this. We've known you a long time, right? The last time we saw you on television, I have to say it looked rather awkward, like you and the administration were maybe not on the same page. Jim, was it your intention to come back next year and coach the team?
Absolutely not. I decided a month or two ago that this was it. We just didn't meet, and we should have. That's partially my fault, partially their fault. We can actually blame it all on them now. Yeah, we just had to work out some stuff. It was minor. It's all been worked out. I love this university and everything about it. They moved my guy up. Adrian Autry will do a great job. And the only thing I'm shocked about is that Tony, the Binghamton Flash, is still there, Michael. Do you have to take him as part of your contract? Is that,
yes,
is that the deal? I mean, come on.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I do. Ball and chain is heavy, too. Jim, I feel fortunate, and Tony does, too, to have had a front row seat to so much of your history at Syracuse. And it's been a total playing and coaching of more than a half century. We can't imagine you anywhere else. In any part of that process, could you imagine you anywhere else in coaching another year or two or whatever you might want to do?
I took a job interview once a long time ago. It lasted 5 minutes in. I knew I was not leaving. And I just I never took another interview because there was no way I was ever leaving here. I came here when I was 17 as a walk-on, mainly because nobody wanted me. But I got lucky, got a scholarship, played with the great Dave Bing. And, the rest is history. People tend to dwell on the last 2 years, which were struggles, but we had a lot of really good years, and I'm really proud to have been the head coach at Syracuse for so long. I have nothing but love for Syracuse and for the media and for especially you two guys. You guys started with me in the Big East, and, it's amazing that we're all still here today. Probably a major upset, I would say.
All right, speaking of upsets, that's a perfect segue into talking about the tournament. And we've had you on for many of these last 20 years with us to talk about the tournament. Give us your sense of it and how wide open it feels to Tony and me, but maybe it doesn't feel that way to you, and sort of who you like as you look at your bracket, Jim.
It's wide open. I'll give you a quick synopsis of college basketball. The NIL and transfer portal has actually helped balance the fields a little bit. Teams at the bottom have been able to get good players and bring them up. Teams at the top are always going to get good players. That's not ever going to change. But I think we have more balance. I think the problem, you know, we need an expansion. There's some teams that should be in the tournament. I think the other thing the committee has done, they've gone too much to the whole year. Well, it's what you did in November. Maybe that gets you in the tournament. Okay. But you should be seeded based on what you're doing right now. The last I looked, Duke's won 18 of 19 games, and the one they lost in there, I don't think they really lost, did they? You know, you give the kid the two foul shots, I don't think he misses both of them. But so, I mean, I Duke at a five seed, you know, I think I picked them to win the whole thing because I just think they've come together. They didn't have the healthy point guard. They didn't have a healthy freshman or two back then. I think they'll win the whole thing, but I mean, they could lose in the second round too. You can't predict college basketball anymore because there's too many balanced teams, and the good teams are still good, but they're not great.
We heard you mention that Duke would be your choice this year. In a wide open field like this, and Duke is a five seed, though we all agree that five seed is crazy at this point. But in a wide open tournament like this, are there any small schools? Are there any schools like not Power Five schools? Schools that you looked at, not that they could win the tournament, but maybe get to the eight, maybe even get to the four.
It's really hard. And, you know, I love College of Charleston. I liked them when I watched them this year. You know, a school like Drake, you know, is playing well. Furman. Those schools have really played well this year. And if there's any year for them to make a breakthrough, one of those schools could make a breakthrough. But at the end of the day, it's probably not going to happen. I like Duke. You know, I picked it right about four times. I don't know if I'm good. I don't know if I got another one in me. And, you know, I'm glad to talk to you guys. I hope next year in my retirement that I get a shout out or something, bring me back.
That is if Tony's still. So to that point, okay.
If Tony's still there, I mean, you know.
Yeah, well.
He's going to be in that basement. He can't go anywhere else, for God's sake.
We need your advice on something, okay? You've been retired now for, I don't know, 3.5 hours. We know it's early for you. But can you give Mike and I any advice on how retirement is and what we should do besides play golf with you?
I'll tell you right now, the best week is 10 days of my last 20 or 30 years. The load is off your shoulders. You don't have to go recruit. You don't have to worry about the portal. I have never been happier. I went to see my son Buddy play in Detroit. He hit a couple buckets and, spent 4 days with him. I'm going to go to Prague, just outside of Prague, to see Jimmy play in the Czech Republic next week or pretty soon. Planning on fishing trips already. I'm not even thinking about golf, but I know that I have never been more at peace or happier than I am right now. It feels like that load is finally gone. You know, coaching became 365 days a year, and it was a great job. I loved everything about it. But it's every day, every minute of every day, you're thinking about recruiting, a transfer, next year's schedule, where we're going to recruit, and that's gone. And I've never felt better, honestly.
We're
great.
Happy for you.
It's great to hear.
Thank you.
Great
we are
to
happy
hear.
For you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And now you have to buy me dinner, Tony, when we're out. I'm no longer
happy
have
to
a
do
job,
it.
So.
I'm making money, pal. I'll do it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Baker Mayfield has yet another new team.
And the Sixers go for their six in a row. And Jim, I got restaurants in Prague. I'll text them to you. Good restaurants in Prague.
Wilbon's
you've probably
a world
been
traveler.
Three, 4 times.
Wilbon's got restaurants in Prague. Did you hear that? He's got restaurants in
Prague. Three good restaurants
in
Prague, baby, right there in the city.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Happy time, people. Happy 24th birthday tomorrow. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the son of Montreal Expos Hall of Fame right fielder, also plays in Canada. Jr. plays in Toronto, a team stocked with sons of. There's Kevin Biggio, son of Houston Hall of Famer Craig Biggio, Bo Bichette, son of Dante Bichette of the Colorado Rockies. Guerrero's now mainly playing first base. He's already a two-time All-Star, a Gold Glove, and a Silver Slugger, all before he was 24. Finished second to Shohei Ohtani for MVP in 2021, so his old man has that on him, having been MVP with the Angels in 2004. But Junior hit 48 homers in 2021, which is four more than his dad ever hit.
Tony, seems easy to root for it. Him and that ball club and spending some time in that city. That's just me.
Happy anniversary, Hampton. On this day 22 years ago, the number 15 seed Pirates shocked a number 2 seed Iowa State. A 15 has beaten a 2 10 times in NCAA history. Most recently last year when St. Peter's beat Kentucky in overtime, kept the momentum all the way to the Elite Eight. The first 15 to beat a 2 was Richmond over Syracuse in 91. 2 years later, it was Santa Clara over Arizona. In 97, Coppin State beat South Carolina by 13 points. It happened twice in 2012 when Norfolk State beat Missouri and Lehigh beat Duke. In 2013, Florida Gulf Coast dunked all over Georgetown. In 2016, Middle Tennessee beat Michigan State, and 2 years ago, Oral Roberts beat Ohio State. Wilbon, you like any number 15s this year?
No, Tony, I got 3 number 2s. I can't say. But I was at that Hampton-Iowa State game in Boise, and Hampton danced through the town with half of Boise, Idaho that night, one of the great events I have ever covered. Boise, Idaho,
that's
big
great.
Man, trust me. Yeah.
Happy trails to the World Baseball Classic tonight for either Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic. It's win or go home tonight starting at 7 p.m. Eastern in Miami for these two great baseball countries. Both Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic are 2-1 in the same pool at the WBC. Last 5 times they've played, Dominican Republic has won 3 times. It's the greatest baseball rival in the Caribbean. Both teams are full of major leaguers. Among them from Puerto Rico are Francisco Lindor, Kike Hernandez, Javi Baez, Edwin Diaz, the manager is Yadier Molina. The Dominican Republic has Sandy Alcantara, Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, Manny Machado, Rafael Devers, and likely Johnny Cueto pitching tonight. And by the way, if the U.S. beats Colombia tonight, they will advance to the quarterfinals.
I love these international competitions. Some of these games have been right here, Tony, in Arizona. Love to watch it.
Got to go fast. One omission. The Cowboys reportedly plan to release two-time rushing champ Ezekiel Elliott in the near future. This comes just a week after the Cowboys franchise tag last year's leading rusher, Tony Pollard, to the big finish as quickly as possible if we can. Prompter, Baker Mayfield to the Bucs, Andy Dalton to the Panthers, Jacoby Brissett to the Commanders, and Juju Smith-Schuster to the Patriots. Biggest deal.
None of those is a big deal. Colts release Matt Ryan, and the Eagles are expected to release cornerback Darius Slay. You want either one?
Yeah, I want Slay at this point. The Nuggets have lost 4 in a row. Cause for concern?
Tony, I think it's just boredom, and I think Michael Malone thinks that too, but we're going to find out quickly. Leon Draisaitl scored 2 goals to become the second player this season to hit the 100-point mark. Big deal?
Yeah, because Connor McDavid, his teammate, is the first. Last one, your Sixers go for 6 in a row tonight. Do you like their chances?
Against Cleveland, Tony, a game we have. Yes, I do.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. We're off till Monday, knuckleheads. But tonight, check out NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern. Philly-Cleveland, good game. And now,
we went so fast through the happy.